For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
4 o'clock hour, we will start with the stock market report. It's sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Man, it was shaping up to be a great day on Wall Street. We were getting it all back from yesterday, and they just couldn't hang on. Just started to falter towards the end of the trading day. Dow Jones ends up 81 points, but it was up like 600 points at one point. S&P 500 down 28 points, and the NASDAQ down another 160 points. NASDAQ was up over 300 points at one point today, but doesn't matter. Ended down.
Get them tomorrow.
Let's get headlines here. Start out the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
You guys want to hear from Mike White after practice today?
Yeah.
All right. Mike White, how he's supporting Tua during this time. I should tell you, by the way, headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Tua Tagovailoa was at practice. He was dressed but did not practice, did not take any snaps today, was on the sideline. So Mike White took first team reps. He was asked how he supports Tua during this time.
Yeah, I mean, nothing changes. I know he hasn't changed a bit. Like, you couldn't tell he was going through what he's going through. He's the same guy in the locker room, no matter what. He's still a leader. He's still around. He's still vocal. He hasn't gone into the shadows. Still same old Tua. So that makes it easier too. And I can appreciate that because he is going through something that obviously I have no idea what it's like. Not a ton of us do. So the fact that we can count on him to be the same guy every day is kind of speaks wonders for who he is as a leader, and it's going to help the team in the long run.
Yeah, I mean, let's slow our roll here, Mike White, and a very good friends with Josh Appel, so we like Mike White. But listen, very few people understand what he's going through. Yeah, because very few people are not happy with their $23 million that they're due to earn, would like to have $50 million. He made it sound a little more dramatic. I mean, I like what he said. We've got his back. He's the same guy. But then he's like, I don't know what he's going through. Hey, what is he going through? He's going to make $24 million this year if things don't go his way. So settle down. Okay?
Going through negotiations. It's tough.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm fine. But like, it just made it sound like it's like, he's going through a lot, and we just are here to support him. I mean, he's going there. He wants a big old contract. I want him to get it.
Yeah.
He's not going through, life or death situation. Like I said, worst case scenario for Tua, he gets $24 million this year to play football.
But best case is 60.
I'm with you. I want him to have that contract. I just thought Mike White was a little overly emotional there describing what Tua might be going through.
Not life or death, but a little more life if you got $60 million in your pocket.
For real.
Here's more from Mike White. The message in the quarterback room to Tua Tagovailoa.
As a friend, is try your best to kind of take his mind off of it. I mean, like, we played a ton of golf, and I'd rather stress about a 20-foot putt than, or like duffing a chip than multi-million dollar contract. You know what I mean? So I think we can do him a service and owe it to him to just treat him the same and not, hey, how's it going? Like, you gonna sign? Like, I'm sure he would love to tell us when it's gonna, you know what I mean? Everybody would love to get it done. And so you just gotta just be a guy, man. It's like our lives are so consumed with football. So it's like whenever you do get that chance to decompress and get off the field, it's like just chop it up about something else. I mean, like, talk about how he had 57 five stars at Alabama, and if I had that at Western Kentucky, I would have won the national championship too. You know what I mean? Just like little stuff like that. And so, yeah, I mean, it's the room is super, super tight. I mean, like, a lot of rooms I've been around, off-season hits, everyone kind of does their own thing, and then we reconvene when we come back. But no, I mean, we were texting. Shoot, the second day we all got home, we were texting. And we were sending pictures of stuff, like sending jokes. Like, it was just. It's a really, really fun room to be around, and I'm lucky to be a part of it.
Take his mind off it. Again, what are we talking about here, Mike?
it is stressful, though.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
It is.
I would
it's
bet
you've never been through.
I would bet Mike White is more stressed out about this whole situation, because if Tua doesn't hold out, Mike White, who's set to make $4 million this year and has to do nothing but just sit on the bench, is going to get thrown into the fire in Miami.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Mike White's out there schwitzing all day today when it should be Tua. Guy's like, you're bellyaching over 24 mil, making a few pennies, sweating my ass off out here.
Mike working harder than he ever worked in his life. Man, Tua.
He was asked if he's enjoyed the extra snaps at camp since Tua's not participating.
It's nice. I mean, you guys know how it is. Come season time, QB1 gets all reps as it should be because he needs to be ready to go. So it's nice to be able to throw to those guys and work with the 1-0 line and get those kind of reps. So I'm going to take advantage of it while I can. And at the same time, though, hope that Tua gets what he needs to do, get done, and come back and start hanging out with us.
See, on ESPN, Russell Wilson did not practice today. Justin Fields took the first team snaps.
He's hurt, though. Don't get squirrely now. He's hurt.
Anyway, that becomes a little bit of a battle between Fields and Russell Wilson would certainly be fun and dramatic.
Fields will be the starter on that team midseason.
Think so?
I do. Because, like, what are you building a team around Russ? Like, he's old, and, you know, I just see, like, Fields, you bring him in for a reason. I think they start Fields.
Nah, I'm going with Mr.
Unlimited.
There's some breaking NBA news. It's a Woj bomb. Involves the Heat. In a very roundabout way, James Posey is joining the Suns staff as an assistant.
Break Woj didn't. Woj reported that.
Woj reported that 8 minutes ago. I'm on top of it. James Posey, below, Heat legend.
Below Posey, Woj's pay grade, doesn't it?
I don't know. You said a lot of words there. I couldn't understand.
Poge. You say Posey. Woj is too close.
Woj ball.
Is there another one, or we just wanted to play that?
No, I looked for it, so I figured I fired it off.
All right.
1 week away, gentlemen, from NFL football. Hall of Fame game is next Thursday, Bears-Texans, 8 p.m. on ESPN and ABC.
I'll be watching the first series.
Who's getting in?
I don't know.
There has to be two guys off those teams.
Hall of Fame it does?
Yeah, that because I played in 2005.
I never realized that. That would make sense.
Yeah, it's two guys off those teams that are getting in, but I don't.
J.J. Watt NFL. For the Texans?
Hall of Fame.
Does that make sense? Is he eligible already?
Too soon?
I don't know if he's eligible.
Yeah.
Looks like Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Joe Mauer, and Jim Leland.
Hmm. Huh.
Oh, my bad. Wrong Hall of Fame. Let's see what we have
Texans,
here.
Andre Johnson.
Oh, all right.
Cher, Ozzy Osbourne, Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. Blige.
Oh, once again, I have the wrong Hall of Fame.
Who's playing? It's the Texans and the Browns?
Bears.
Bears? Oh, Devin Hester.
The two Canes?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool. Yep. Because it's Freeney, Hester, Johnson, Julius Peppers, Patrick Willis, and then two old guys, the seniors. Randy Gradishaw and Steve McMichael.
Oh, Steve McMichael played for the Bears. Steve McMichael is suffering from Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah.
Like he's really in bad way.
A long haired
part of
redneck.
The 85 champion Bears.
You're right. Drafted in 80, third round pick.
Speaking of legendary Canes, this Calais Campbell, you heard it here first. Breakout season.
So Calais Campbell, and if you remember, Solana said that he wasn't going to play, but on like third down or something. I forget exactly what had transpired when he originally came here, but I think I may have mentioned this. Calais Campbell is one of the largest human beings I have ever met. I met him on a Super Bowl radio row. For me, it's still Bryant McKinney is the largest human being that I've ever met. Mm-hmm. Maybe Calais Campbell is bigger. Bryant McKinney seemed bigger. But Calais Campbell is one of the biggest human beings I have ever met in my life.
Nah, B-Mac. Calais is huge. B-Mac's big, thicker than him, bigger than him.
Yeah. But
Calais is 6'8", 3-something. Yeah, Calais is gigantic. And he led the Falcons in sacks last year. Like, I heard somebody talking about Calais Campbell like they're bringing him in to be a mentor. This joke is about to start. It might have just been Solana.
I think it was Solana.
Yeah, I think that was me.
Maybe you can help the young guys, you know, improve on their pass rushes. No, he had like 8-10 sacks last year or something crazy.
I think what happened was I called him situational, and then we texted John Michaels, and John Michaels called me an idiot. So I had to backtrack a little bit on what my take was regarding Calais Campbell.
I called you an idiot yesterday, and you didn't backtrack.
Yeah, but you spent 45 minutes calling me an idiot. That's the difference.
Well, it didn't seem to be taking.
But I just want the record to show that through 2 days of training camp, I am on the Calais Campbell bandwagon.
Oh, all right. Did he have a good camp today?
I don't know, but I'm on the Calais Campbell bandwagon.
All right. Change your opinion.
Hey, speaking of NFL coming back, so we know that TNT did not get their bid that they tried to match for the new NBA.
I still
TV
think that ends
deal.
Up in court. I still think TNT and Amazon Prime are going to end up with some sort of NBA package, each of them.
Yeah.
Well, NBC Sports, they want to bring back Sunday night, or debut, I should say, Sunday night basketball. And they want to start it after football season. Remember, this is going to take place in 2025. There's one more year remaining on the current TV rights deal. They want to implement Sunday night basketball, and they want it to kind of function the same way Sunday night football functions on NBC. So a premier matchup of that week, and they'll have a studio show before, a post-game show after. They want to bring back Round Ball Rock in the pregame as well.
I'm gonna bang it. Bang it.
They're going to have Mike Tirico as their A voice.
I can't help myself, Crowder. I'm sorry. I know you've taken your foot off the pedal. I can't.
I'm trying to leave Maloney sensitive. He already has a rash. I just can't keep slapping it.
He's like something about Mary. He keeps getting more hives.
Getting more hives. I'm leaving him alone. I want to bring some happiness to the show.
Can't work. It can't work like Sunday night football because there's too many basketball games. Every game, every week means something in the NFL. You can have a premier matchup, you know, or try to on Sunday nights. First of all, too many people take maintenance days. So you could have what appears to be a great matchup on paper. Half the teams don't play. It can't work. Can't work. I'm sorry.
Well, that's... Oh, they try to copy TNT because that's the best basketball show. The way they do it, the pregame.
Right, but this is more like the matchup of the week. Not that. Now, I saw today that ESPN is interested in bringing the NBA TNT show to ESPN.
Yeah, I saw it was Amazon that was interested in bringing them.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I saw ESPN. I also saw ESPN is unveiling a red zone style channel for the NBA. That interests me. On NBA TV, when they do whip around coverage, like if there was a dedicated show at night, it's great for gamblers too. No joke. Mm-hmm. Like that just goes from game to game, finishes to finishes. That interests me.
But even to that point about the football, where like Sunday Night Football, they'll have all the games that were played that day recaps. They'll all talk about each one of those games and teams, and then have like a pregame, you know, guess on who's going to win, scores, and like, I guess put like a deeper dive into the premier game.
Right. Almost. But you're going to be interested in a basketball game in January?
To your point, it's tough to get excited about game 17 of 82.
No, but it wouldn't be in January. It would be after the Super Bowl, and
it would be after Sunday Night Football. So it would Sunday Night Football ends.
No, I read it would be after the Super Bowl, because don't forget, the Super Bowl gets played on Sunday. I think the Pro Bowl runs through that week as well, and there's playoff games on Sunday also. So just because Sunday Night Football ends,
so let's say it starts the second week in February. You're going to have three games in February, four in March, four in April.
Two in April.
Why?
Regular season ends second week of April, around April 14th, yeah. April 15th. So it would only be like eight editions, and they could save.
Can't work.
They could save the NBA Finals rematch, LeBron versus Steph.
They're not going to play. Doesn't matter.
But I was just going to say, no, to your point, like if they really scheduled this right,
yeah,
where you're going to have a star.
The players don't play.
But I know, but the load management, but if you put a premier team every, like two teams, even if it was Nuggets and Milwaukee, you know, even if they're not in the same, you know, conference and all this stuff, just get two premier, one, you know, big market teams and play them. Because like to the point when you counted it, it was 8 weeks, 9 weeks. You have to schedule nine big games. That's not hard.
Nine big games. You have the NBA Finals rematch. That's already one of them.
But there's games every night of the week. It just doesn't. It doesn't work. Doesn't work. Scrub it.
I think it could work.
What if they play this instead of the original NBA on NBC song? What if they play this rendition?
That I'd watch. That guy doesn't play.
I was going to say, with the Clippers on there, you're going to hear that all the time. Hey, Kawhi, you playing tonight?
That's good. That's Kawhi's reaction when Coach asks him if he's going to play.
And then at halftime, they bring you back in with this.
Park. One of the best things we've ever played. Huge decision here. I'm just reading this as it comes in, and I don't like to get political on this show aside from a snide remark here and there. Huge decision, though, from the Ohio Supreme Court. Headline is, chicken wings advertised as boneless can have bones. Ohio Supreme Court decides.
Why?
Well, let me read. Consumers cannot expect boneless chicken wings to actually be free of bones. A divided Ohio Supreme Court ruled Thursday, rejecting claims by a restaurant patron who suffered serious medical complications from getting a bone stuck in his throat. Guy sued the restaurant, said the restaurant failed to warn him that so-called boneless wings which are, of course, nuggets of boneless, skinless breast meat, could contain bones. In a 4-3 ruling, the Supreme Court said Thursday that boneless wings refers to a cooking style and that the complainant should have been on guard against bones since it's common knowledge that chickens have bones. The dissenting justices called the reasoning from the, this is what the majority wrote. Justice Joseph Dieters wrote, a diner reading boneless wings on a menu would no more believe that the restaurant was warranting the absence of bones in the items than believe that the items were made from chicken wings, just as a person eating chicken fingers would know that he had not been served fingers. The dissenting justices called Dieter's reasoning utter jabberwocky and said a jury should have been allowed to decide whether the restaurant was negligent in serving a piece of chicken that was advertised as boneless. The question must be asked. Does anyone really believe that the parents in this country who feed their young children boneless wings or chicken tenders or chicken nuggets or chicken fingers expect bones to be in the chicken? Of course they don't, Justice Michael P. Donnelly wrote in the dissent. When they read the word boneless, they think it means without bones, as do all sensible people.
They ain't got nothing better to do in Ohio.
I cannot believe that the majority ruled in favor of boneless wings having bones.
Or having the ability to have a bone.
Right.
But they're right.
They are.
Who's right?
The majority. If I go to the supermarket and I purchase seedless oranges.
Mm-hmm.
A sensible person would know that there is a possibility that there could still be a seed in the orange.
Even if it's titled seedless?
The seedless watermelons have the little white seeds. They're not the big, hard black seeds, but they have the little white seeds.
You're telling me that a reasonable person expects boneless wings to have bones?
Not expects, but should always be on guard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I disagree.
You've never purchased a boneless chicken breast from Publix. And when you cut into a piece, you notice there's a piece of bone.
But it doesn't say boneless chicken breast. It'll say chicken fillet or chicken cutlet, or you could get chicken on the bone.
It doesn't say
boneless chicken breast.
Absolutely it does. I buy 2 packs of boneless chicken breasts every single week from Publix for the past 6 years of my life. And
like
every
pre-made ones?
No. Raw, boneless chicken breasts.
Yeah, they don't say boneless.
I think they do.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do. Because they say boneless, because boneless, skinless.
Correct.
Because they'll take the skin off of them, too. Yeah.
Boneless. If you buy a fillet of steak, it doesn't say boneless fillet.
Yeah, but it says bone in ribeye.
Mm. Right. It tells you if the bone is in. And by the way, jumping on the back of what the Supreme Court ruled there in Ohio, fair to assume then that if you order a bone in ribeye and there is no bone, hey, you got to assume sometimes there is no bone.
No, for safety purposes. And who swallows chicken nuggets like Tylenol? Aren't you going to chew it up and feel the bone in your mouth?
Well, when you bite into it and you're chewing and you're swallowing, you're not expecting something to be in there. And all of a sudden, a bone is caught in your throat. And you go, well, that's impossible because I ordered the boneless wings.
But as you chew it, you don't feel a crunch.
For sure.
Right. You think it's the breading. Because you've been told there's no bone.
But again, it's not unreasonable when
sure it is.
Eating a bird.
It's utter jabberwocky.
That you would find a bone in chicken. It's like fish.
But fish, that's why you order the boneless ones when you don't want to have the bone in the chicken.
Correct. And it's why I buy the seedless oranges, but I can
literally society breaks down if I can order boneless chicken wings and they can throw bones in there.
But chicken wing places also say world famous or best in the world. And I've bid them be like, this isn't the best chicken wing in the world.
But that's subjective. A bone is not subjective. It's objective. There's either a bone in there or there's not.
Depends on how they cut it.
No, there's either a bone in there or there's not.
Keep your guard up.
Certainly in Ohio.
The real issue at hand was that loser ordering boneless wings. I think that was really the majority ruled in favor of the restaurant because they're all in favor of that guy being a loser.
I imagine had they ruled the other way, we would have seen the end of boneless chicken wings. Because if the Supreme Court ruled that you could not in any circumstance have a bone in a boneless chicken wing, I think restaurants would have had to do away with boneless chicken wings.
Why?
Not worth the risk.
Why?
Because it wouldn't be worth the risk of calling them boneless.
Correct, because it's pretty ordinary that you'll find a piece of bone in a boneless chicken breast.
It's ordinary?
Yeah, I would say
shard.
It went to the Supreme Court. It was so out of the ordinary.
Not a full bone, a little bone shard.
Yeah.
You think it's ordinary to have bones in boneless chicken wings?
Perhaps ordinary wasn't the right word, but I wouldn't be. What's that word they used?
Surprised?
Goobawalkied.
Yeah, goobawalkied. I wouldn't be goobawalkied.
Well, no, it was called utter jabberwocky. Jabber. No one could be jabberwocky.
Well, I wouldn't be jabberwockied if
you couldn't
I
be.
But bit into.
Or butt.
A boneless chicken breast. And there was a shard of bone in it. I wouldn't be that surprised. It's happened to me several times.
Oh, it has?
Yeah, it's happened to me several times.
All right, well, I wouldn't keep getting the boneless chicken wings at that restaurant. I mean, fair, when Crowder ordered a pon that there was a roach pressed into it, fair to assume that there shouldn't be one, or... hey, it's a restaurant. There's roaches, and there might be one pressed into the bread.
No, because bread doesn't, bread's not naturally paired with roaches. Chicken's paired with bones.
That's utter jabberwocky.
Well, based on your reaction to that entire situation, Crowder, it seemed like you weren't jabberwockied at all either. Because
how did you turn that into a verb?
You just you stayed around. You ate the flan afterwards.
Because I already ordered a full meal.
And once you've gotten the roach in your bread, what are the odds you're going to get a roach in anything else? Slim to none.
The masas de puerco was delicious. I regret eating that flan, though.
I'd say it's a win for the good guys. Way to go, Ohio Supreme Court.
That is a ridiculous decision. And if that doesn't get you, motivated to go out and vote in November, nothing will.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will be in the upper 70s, hot and humid. That is your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no!
Hawk and Crowder. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps.
and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, the ticket wizard, of course, is very involved in the law. He's an attorney. He was Jimmy's representation at traffic court. He's outraged by this Ohio Supreme Court decision. And he said, that was like the time I went to the Breakers. I ordered a turkey club. It wasn't even close to what a normal club sandwich is. So when I called the waitress over, she looked at me and she said, that's our take on a club sandwich. And he's like, you can't just decide on your own unilaterally what a club sandwich is. We all know what a club sandwich is. And he's right. If you advertise something as boneless, it should be sans bones. If you have a club sandwich on the menu, what's in a club sandwich? You got the sliced turkey meat, say, tomato, lettuce, bacon on toast, right? Cheese. That's a club sandwich. You can't.
A Cuban sandwich is different in Miami and Tampa.
Correct. But a club sandwich is ubiquitous the nation over.
Not at the Breakers.
And he's right. That should be illegal. You should not be able to call a club sandwich. If you see on the menu a club sandwich.
Yes.
And they bring over meatloaf on a ciabatta.
What club is this?
They go, this is our club sandwich. Do you have a right to be angry?
Yeah, it should have read the ingredients, Barry.
But it doesn't say the ingredients. It just says club sandwich. Breaker's famous club sandwich.
I think the best one is seedless watermelon.
Plus, that's arbitrary. Like, the word club could really mean anything. Because you could think it's your club sandwich. I could think it's the specific club that I'm at, their club sandwich. Somebody could think it's a legitimate golf club in between two slices of bread. Like, it's totally arbitrary.
Correct. But it's understood. Society breaks down. If you go to McDonald's and order a Big Mac, and this particular McDonald's gives you a chicken sandwich, and they say, that's what we call a Big Mac. You're okay with that?
Okay, but that's their argument.
Well, no, because I know where I'm going to a restaurant, and this said restaurant has a menu, and their menu should not vary from chain to chain.
Nor should a club sandwich.
Did he eat it?
I don't know. I mean, you've seen Barry. Yeah. I would imagine.
My guess.
Probably has a lava cake for dessert.
My money's on he ordered another one.
And let me tell you, if he was at the Breakers, it was $664.
Is that place good? I've never been to the Breakers. Everybody talks about the brunch at the Breakers.
The brunch at the Breakers. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the nicest properties in all of South Florida.
Yeah. It's beautiful, nice. The rooms are amazing. The service is crazy. It's right on the water. But yeah, you might go bankrupt if you stay 2-3 days.
And they have terrible club sandwiches, shockingly.
Pool's awesome.
I'll give you an example. Go to this local spot in Kendall by my house. I order takeout, or we go eat there every Friday night. It's called Tacos and Tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
And on their menu, they have fajitas. It's a Mexican Latino fusion. They have fajitas. So, without reading the menu, I'm like, oh, I'm down for fajitas. I ordered fajitas.
You're that guy, huh?
I'm that guy. I love fajitas.
Fajita guy, huh? You got to make a big show with your dinner?
I'm the fajita guy. Absolutely. Bring me that sizzling plate, baby.
You get the pasta made in the cheese wheel when that's offered.
Yeah, cacio e pepe, right in the cheese wheel.
that's delicious.
Tableside Caesar.
Mm-hmm. And tableside guac, too. Don't bring me that guac from right in the back of the kitchen. I want you to come make it for me.
You know what's worth the show is Bananas Foster when they put the fire right there next to it. And
that's so good. That's one of the few exceptions I make for having fruit in dessert. Oh. Bananas Foster is one of the few exceptions.
I don't even like the lights and all when they bring you a bottle at the club, but you can set my dessert on fire any day.
That's how they should bring the Bananas Foster with the big sign.
Strobe.
So go ahead. You order the fajitas. What was it actually?
And they have on their menu, they have all the ingredients. I didn't read it, though. I just said, I want fajitas. And usually, fajitas comes on that skillet, and it's chicken or steak or shrimp, whatever you ordered, with peppers, onions, sautéed, everything together, sizzling on that plate. Well, at Tacos and Tattoos, their take on fajitas is French fries. Underneath the steak and the peppers and the onions, French fries, like a bed of French fries, also sizzling on the plate. And when it arrived, I thought they made a mistake. Like, did you accidentally put
They did make a mistake. They called that fajitas. They called that big platter full of crap fajitas. And they should be out of business.
How dare you? Love that place. Tacos and tattoos.
Put two things together, boy. Tacos and tattoos. I've never said, let me get a tattoo. Oh, I love a taco.
Well, let me tell you something. I ate it. Happened to be fire. Now, I go there every Friday. Fajitas with French fries.
Right, except that you're not having fajitas, just so you know.
Well,
those are not fajitas. We all know what fajitas are.
They are.
You're not having fajitas.
They brought me the refried beans. They brought me the lettuce, the pico de gallo. They brought me the tortillas on the side. They brought me all the ingredients for fajitas, but their take on it was with French fries.
But you can't have a take on something that's understood. If I decide I want to buy season tickets for the Hurricanes next season, so I go online and I buy season tickets for the Hurricanes. They send me one ticket for a game against FAMU. They go, this is our take on season tickets. One ticket to the FAMU game. I don't have a leg to stand on there. That's their take on it.
I don't know if that's along the same line.
Slippery slope, Solana.
Hey. True story. Well, you know, Asia and myself, we got married at the Breakers.
Mm-hmm.
So we take our 90-year-old, Asia's 90-year-old grandmother. We got her a room at the Breakers so she can stay the weekend. We say, what do you want for breakfast? And she was like, I don't know, baby. You know, don't worry about me. So Asia gives her the menu. The menu has the prices on it. She saw that cereal was $22 and she didn't want to eat. She was refusing to eat the rest of the weekend. She was like, nah, baby, this is... I'm not like you. Got to be hungry, Grandma. No, I'm not eating $20 cereal. There's no cereal in this world good enough to be $20. It was high.
I bet she wanted product 19. It's a good old person cereal. Product 19.
Yeah, live to 95. Ate bacon every morning.
Somebody texts in, Hawk. You're arguing with a guy who wanted to bake a frozen chocolate cake. Let's give away these Marlins tickets because the 5 o'clock hour is next. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. And you know how much fun that can be. So let's give away these Marlins tickets. Marlins have Bark at the Park. Now the Marlins vision of Bark in the Park, bring a bird. Because that's the way they envision it. It's not your typical Bark at the Park.
Any animal, turtle.
Anything goes.
You mess up a club sandwich, society comes to an end.
I mean, their take at Bark at the Park is buy one, get one sodas. They call it Bark at the Park. That's their take on it. The bases are made with French fries. Yeah, but that's the way they do it. I literally at 2 o'clock, my two topics were Will Tua lead this team further, and has Justin Herbert been overrated? Best laid plans.
You did it. Cranked up.
Anyway, tickets for Bark at the Park. It's with actual dogs. It's at Lone Depot Park. Marlins, Reds, August 5th. We will take caller number
11.
11. 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller number 11 gets the Marlins tickets. We will have one more pair to give away tomorrow on the Friday program. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up next. And if you listened yesterday, you know that the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour can go off the rails, say the least.
Oh, that's your take on it. I have a different take on it.
Crazy things happen.
Lana got the bone in yesterday during the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
He thought it was boneless. He was surprised.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm Mount Rushmore of chicken wing flavors. Honey barbecue, mild, medium, and boneless. Okay.
Boneless? That's a flavor though, Hawk.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.